Hey guys, it's Anna. Welcome back to Blast from the Past, Books Edition. Today we are going to go back in time to the 1920s. We're going to talk about The Great Gatsby with author F. Scott Fitzgerald and his wife, Zelda.
Hey guys.
Hello, we are glad to be here.
And we're glad to have you. As many of you may know, Fitzgerald wrote The Great Gatsby, an American classic. Today we will dive deeper into the novel. Is there anything you would like to add before we begin, Scott?
Why, yes, actually, I would love to hear your opinion on the novel, Anna.
Personally, I loved reading the book. I enjoyed learning about 20s culture and reading about the well-written characters. However, the main reason I enjoyed reading the book is because The Great Gatsby embodies the American spirit and the American will to reinvent oneself. It is no coincidence that The Great Gatsby is one of the most famous novels of all time. It's also relevant in pop culture to this day. Also, the book captures money's power to corrupt, to let the rich escape from the consequences of their actions. It is a good lesson for readers of all ages.
I am so pleased that you enjoyed reading the novel, and even more pleased that you have read into the deeper meaning.
I'm glad too. He spent too much time on that book for readers to not get it.
Now that we're getting started, let's welcome Ann Adams, a book critic, to help us with explaining and understanding The Great Gatsby.
Hey guys, I'm glad to be back on the show, and I'm honored to meet the Fitzgeralds.
Thanks for coming. It's nice to meet you.
So glad you can make it.
Okay, now that everyone has been introduced, let's get down to the first question.
Alrighty then. How does the novel critique or uphold the values of the Jazz Age and the fears of the lost generation?
Well, in New York, the Jazz Age is a time where hardly anybody worried about money. Wealth belongs in everyone's lifestyle. Money is also a reason for quintessential hospitality at parties. Throwing a party is not a cheap affair, so stinginess is very unpopular and considered rude. Gatsby guests are, of course, entertained by cocktail music played by a typical jazz orchestra consisting of oboes, trombones, saxophones, violins, cornets, and piccolos. The parties play popular jazz songs like 3 O'Clock in the Morning or W.C. Handy's Beatles Street Blues, a famous jazz blues melody, which I explain in the novel. I believe that The Great Gatsby embraces a jazz age by presenting the culture of dance, music, and fashion throughout the entire novel.
The 1920s was the decade of the flapper. As you both are well aware, a flapper is a young woman who exercised unprecedented freedom. A flapper partied, drank, and smoked. She wore dresses that were considered short at the time. What drove you to add Jordan Baker, a flapper, as a character with a rich backstory to your novel? Why?
I'm a flapper myself. I appreciate that Scott added Jordan Baker as a nod to women's changing role in the 1920s. Our lives are worth more than what men want for us. We hope to prove that women don't have to be wives and mothers to lead fulfilling lives.
Flappers play a big role in our culture. The novel would simply be inaccurate without them. At every big party and every speakeasy, there were flappers. They are common fixtures of our time. They are trying to pave the way for women who want to break away from our societal norms.
Alright, next question. Can you compare and contrast Gatsby's rise to power in the social class with Tom and Daisy Buchanan? How does geography contribute to the definition of the social class in The Great Gatsby?
Gatsby was not born wealthy. Instead, he came into his money from bootlegging. New money is not nearly as well respected as old money, like Tom Buchanan has. Tom was born wealthy, and thus he was far more respected than Jay Gatsby. The geography of Long Island continues to drive a wedge between new and old wealth. One side, there is West Egg, where Gatsby and those with new money live. On the other, there is East Egg, where Tom Buchanan and those with old money live. The divide between classes is just as apparent geographically as it is socially.
Zelda, I have a question for you.
Yes, of course.
Your husband claims The Great Gatsby does not proclaim the nobility of the human spirit. It is not politically correct. It does not reveal how to solve problems of life. It delivers no fashionable nor comforting messages. It is just a masterpiece. Do you agree with this statement?
I think he is correct. This story captures the real world. In reality, many of us aren't able to solve our problems. Many of us have no comforting messages to give or receive. Many of us are not noble people. That is what makes The Great Gatsby special. It is a uniquely human novel. As my husband has said, it is simply a masterpiece.
And Scott, I have a question for you. What makes The Great Gatsby a classic novel? Why has it maintained its place in American literature and pop culture today?
I believe is a classic novel because it portrays the way human nature is fueled by egoism and the need of constant validation from others. It is a message that can be spoken and received across the ages. With the invention of your internet, my novel's influences have been spread and shared among others.
Wow, that was a great response. Sadly, this episode of Blast from the Past is running short on time. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Fitzgerald, for coming today and talking about The Great Gatsby.
Thank you, and travel safe. Well, guys, that's all we have time for today. Hope to see y'all again.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, it's been a pleasure.